Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Today I'm going to show you how walking backwards can help you walk forwards.
Are you tired of walking the same old way, day in and day out? Well, it's time to turn your world and your walk upside down.
Walking forwards is something that we do every single day, but how about walking backwards?
Mm-hmm. Basically, like, the better you are backwards, the more protected you are forwards.
One of the healthiest things you can do for your body is walk backwards.
Kia ora, I'm Stacey Morrison, and this is Healthy or Hoax, the podcast where we put the latest health and well-being trends to the test. In this episode, we step backwards.
Just going to start really slow, so we will go.
Not backwards in time, just backwards.
So, 3, 2, 1, stop.
Whoa.
This feels weird. Okay, right. I feel like I'm dancing.
When I told my daughter I was off to do some backwards walking, she was like, "You what? Why?" Well, because walking backwards, or retro walking, or reverse exercise, has been doing the rounds on the internet, with YouTube experts and fitness gurus suggesting that it's a really good way to get fitter faster, to strengthen muscles, and even improve brain health.
Well, I feel like, what am I doing with my arms?
So, in order to find out whether walking backwards is the best way to get fitter faster, I headed along to the University of Auckland.
Hi, Stacey. I'm Winston Byblow. Nice to meet you.
I was met by Professor Winston Byblow, Director of the Movement Neuroscience Laboratory. We're at the Department of Exercise Science, the perfect spot to talk about backwards walking.
I think we're going to do some reverse walking in the biomechanics lab. We'll have a bit more quiet and space in there.
Before we get to doing reverse walking, let's talk about what it actually is. I mean, its name kind of tells us everything we need to know, but why would you walk backwards?
We often are looking for ways to help people move better and recover after certain types of injuries or conditions. And retro walking is interesting because it's really combining two elements. One is walking, which has benefits that we can talk about, and the other one is that it prevents an additional challenge from really demanding more attention. I mean, you can imagine that if you try walking backwards, the first problem you run into is you can't see where you're going.
Right, so you have to think harder when you walk backwards. But let's stick with the purely physical for a minute. Is walking backwards different to walking forwards?
Yes and no.
This is Pablo Ortega Oriol, a research fellow at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute and expert in the biomechanics of walking.
So obviously in certain aspect of it, like how our segments are moving, how we move itself, it looks really similar. But then the difference comes into the muscle activity. Since we have a cognitive load in it, our muscles activate more and with a little bit of a different timing than when we walk forward.
So because you're thinking about it, your muscles are going, okay, we're concentrating on doing something, and that adds to the muscle activation.
Yeah, I haven't seen any studies on long term, but at the beginning at least it seems to do so. And in regards to therapy, it seems that this actually helps to improve balance in certain population.
So what muscles, I was reading, say 30% more activation of muscles. What muscles am I using if I'm walking backwards?
Oh, basically the same. So you're still using your quadriceps, your hamstring, your gastrocnemius calf muscles.
This seems like a good time to try out this backward walking.
3, 2, 1, go.
Pablo kicks the huge treadmill in the lab into action.
How does it feel?
Easy pace. Yeah.
Easy pace.
This treadmill is much bigger than the sort you'd find in the gym. It's longer and wider and has two conveyor belts. We start with walking forwards.
You can see here when the legs actually is at the back, when it's going to just push forward, is the calf muscles that are working. So the gastrocnemius are in the back part of the tibia, and basically what they do, they just go up and push you forward like this.
And you don't have to think about it.
And you don't have to think about it. Most of the motor pathways involving walking are present in the spinal cord, not actually in the brain. Actually, you think about it, when the babies are test, you just grab them and put it on a table with the feet on a flat surface, and they have like a stepping reflex. That's because the brain is not involved. They're not thinking about walking. So when you go backwards, it changes everything because you have to think about it.
Going forwards, Pablo had me doing a pretty steady 3.5 k's an hour, but he slowed it down once we switched to walking backwards.
Bring down, flip it, and reverse it.
Yep. So I'm not going to reverse it. I think you can.
I just turned around.
You reverse it. Yeah.
Okay, I reverse myself. Okay, I have now turned around.
So now you might want to think about where the handles are on the side.
Yeah. I'm just going to start really slow, so we will go for 2 kilometers per hour.
So, you ready?
Yes. Feel quite unco. But Pablo, am I imagining that I'm using my thighs in a different way?
Yeah, they're working on a different way. You can see now that there is no push with your ankle. And the EMG, which is the electrical activity of the muscle, looks really different when you recall this in a more research environment. But actually, if you recall this in a video and then put it backwards, it looks like really similar.
It feels like a different attitude. Like, how do you do a happy walk backwards? You know? Like,
are you doing a great happy walk backwards? That looks awesome.
Yeah, but you're not doing it as fast as you did forward.
Yes.
You're gonna try a little bit more?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I will go from 2 to 2.5.
Yeah, so that was only 2/3 of your normal walking speed.
But it feels like more.
Yeah.
It really does.
So we're gonna switch.
That feels quite a lot more. It definitely feels different on your calves.
Now that the calf have taken the weight when you're actually stepping backwards.
Now that definitely feels faster than it is.
Yeah, you're actually doing 1 kilometer per hour less than when you were doing forward. Does it come automatically to you? Or do you still have to think about it?
I am thinking about it, especially, I guess, because it's a treadmill as well. And so we've all had awkward treadmill moments, but a little bit for sure, because I'm not looking up as much. Yeah, I'm thinking about how I'm doing it. I've stopped doing that weird thing with my arms so much. But I can see, I feel like it's more movement than it is.
Yep. Yeah, there is.
And that's because my brain's thinking about it.
It's drawn your attention to all the movements you're making, whereas normally you don't attend to them at all when you're walking forward.
I actually think it's quite fun. And I mean, like, if something's fun, that's good enough reason to do it, isn't it?
Is it that much fun?
Well, I was enjoying it, but I'm not just here to play around on their cool treadmill. I'm here to find out what the science tells us. The research papers we found on backwards walking were varied. Many were looking at test subjects who are either post-stroke or suffering other neurological conditions or knee osteoarthritis, and there did appear to be some benefits for these people in a clinical setting. A very small study of 16 school-age boys showed those who did backwards walking training had better balance at the end of a 12-week program, but it didn't specify whether the control group did any other activity at all. A third study, this on healthy subjects, found that while there were benefits to backwards walking in a rehab setting, the dangers of instability should be considered before incorporating it into a training program. Perhaps the key finding came from a 2020 study which said, quote, "Current evidence supporting the benefits of backward walking over forward walking remains inconclusive." But I have Winston and Pablo, two experts on this, right in front of me. So I asked if they would recommend backwards walking. Here's Winston.
There's very little evidence to support it, and they're not from particularly well-controlled studies. In other words, they look at the benefits accrued with backward walking compared to not doing anything. And something's almost always better than nothing. And when you compare the weight of evidence for retro walking compared to going for a vigorous forward walk 3 to 5 times a week, those studies are absolutely unequivocal. The evidence in favor of that vigorous walking is coming from hundreds of studies with tens of thousands of people, particularly older adults, who just show really remarkable benefits from doing that.
Right. But if I get bored and I want to try something else, is it harmful to do retro walking?
There's no harm in itself. The harm is associated to what might happen while you're doing it.
Because as Pablo points out, there are risks to backwards walking.
So it's really tricky for older adults, for example, that already have like balance problems to do it by themselves. There have been many reports of them falling and having like ugly consequences, like a hip fracture or something like that, which ultimately is a worse outcome than what you had before.
So Winston, when we're thinking about reverse walking, I was reading that there's mental health benefits. Do you agree? And why would that be?
I agree that there's a higher cognitive load with backward walking. But I do challenge the use of backward walking as a way of promoting or even protecting your brain as you age. If you're interested in walking to preserve cognitive functions, the best thing that you can do is go for a walk every day, 20 to 30 minutes, at the kind of rate that just gets you breathing a little bit heavy. That actually has probably one of the best neuroprotective effects of anything we know of, including there is no drug that will give you that kind of benefit to your brain. Adding a little bit of cognitive demand by walking backwards doesn't allow you to exercise as vigorously to produce those effects, and it comes with all of the challenges that Pablo just discussed in terms of the risk of falls.
So, backwards walking. Not exactly a hoax, but don't go thinking reverse exercise will be maximizing your results. There is a wealth of scientific evidence that walking forwards is really good for you, and there's less chance of falling and breaking a hip. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Healthy or Hoax, hosted by me, Stacey Morrison. A big thank you to our guests for sharing their time and expertise with us. Healthy or Hoax is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iTunes, or wherever you find your podcasts. Hit that follow button so you don't miss an episode. Mauri ora kia koutou, wishing you the best of health.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.